Get ready. 3, 2, 1, 0. You're listening to your number one Christian station, Light City Radio.
From New York to New Orleans, you're tuned in to 10 Minutes with Minister LL3 Podcast, your number one Christian podcast.
What bless you, what bless you. This is Minister Leonard Lucas III, and you're tuned into 10 Minutes with Minister LL3. We have a powerful podcast for you today, and it's called My Enemy, My Prophecy. If you know anything about our church, Chief Apostle has taught this message many times about your enemy being your prophecy. Now, I know you may be thinking, well, Minister Leonard, how can my enemy be my prophecy? That sounds so ludicrous. Why would God put an enemy in my way to be a prophecy, to give me blessings, to be a prophecy to uplift me, to be a prophecy to put me on the next level, to be a prophecy to begin to fill my spirit and be more encouraged with God? Why would I have to go through so much pain? Why would I have to go through so much strife? Why would I have to go through so many tests so that I can get closer to God? I'm about to tell you right now why it's so important. God may send some people in your way not to bless you, not to uplift you, not to encourage you, not to be a blessing to you, not to say, you know what, I'm going to help you. But he has sent some people in your life at certain times in your life when you're at your lowest, when you're at your down place, when you don't want to, maybe don't want to serve God, when you don't want to connect with him, when you want to find out, God, why are you treating me this way? Why do I have to go through this? Why, you know, I serve you, God, on such a level where I feel like we're very close and we could connect, and I don't know why I'm going through this strife, this season of emotions. So many emotions is hitting me all at one time. I want to tell you right now, God puts you in these seasons to see how you're going to act. And as she begins to see that you're going to act in such a manner that uplifts him and that lifts him up, what he does is he begins to not only pour into you more of his spiritual wisdom and give you his consciousness, but he begins to elevate you. Because what God needs is more kingdom leaders. And the only way that you can become a kingdom leader for the kingdom of God is by servanthood. So you have so servanthood becomes a currency in order to move into the blessings of God. I'm going to say that again. Servanthood becomes a currency in order to move into the blessings of God. Jesus, being the biggest servant, dying for our sins on that cross, was able to set us free. And now we have the ability, as we begin to have a relationship with God and trust the Father for who he is, knowing that Jesus is the Savior who died for our sins in order for us to have that relationship. Now the law of grace supersedes the actual Old Testament law, where if you did something, they would stone you. Well, if you were out of line, if your children were out of line, they would kill them. But now grace has been sufficient enough. And so what you got to understand, what God wants us to understand, is that his grace is sufficient enough for us. Even though somebody may not praise you, God's grace is sufficient enough to be praised. Even though somebody might not say you've done a good job, God's grace is sufficient enough in your life. And you got to realize and recognize that God's grace is all you need to move into this next level shift. The shift that God will begin to steer your consciousness of and begin to pour into you more spiritual wisdom, some things that you didn't know about him, some intimate things that can help and impact your life that you didn't recognize that would help your life. So what God does is he has sent a person your way just to test your own inner nature, just to see are you really following him. And if once God sees that you really trust in him, and you put your trust not in your money, you put your trust in not in your husband, you put your trust in not in your family, you put your trust in not in your job or your your resources. But when you put your trust in God, you begin to see all the things that he wanted to give to you, all the blessings that he has stored up for you, all the blessings that he had in heaven that he's pouring down on the earth for you. You begin to see a manifestation of it. But the reason why God doesn't give you all your blessings at once is because you don't have an understanding or a comprehension on how to keep the wealth that he's going to give you. And so that's why God begins to not only bless you step by step, but you begin to this daily walk is a long journey, not a sprint. And so we begin to know a little bit more about him, because there's some things that God has to break out of our old nature in order to move into this new season. So your enemy being your prophecy is people begin to maybe talk about you, as people begin to maybe say things against you, as people begin to not lift you up but tear you down. In the midst of your season where it seems like everything is going crazy, in the midst of your season where it seems like your children are acting up and nobody wants to be on your side, how many of you know that is only building your testimony so that you can be able to tell others? Sometimes God puts you in a season where you're in the pit just so that you can tell people when you get in the palace, look, I was in the pit and I was just like you. And I went through some things where it tested my whole walk, my whole belief about God. I didn't even want to, talk to God. I didn't want to pray to God. I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to, I didn't want to speak to him. But out of that place of brokenness, I began to understand who he is, that he's the God of the just, and he's the God that shines on the just and the unjust. And so what we got to understand is that sometimes God is chipping at our nature. Out of our flesh is no good thing. So out of that nature, we begin to think that we're all that, we're a bag of chips. Out of that, we begin to think, God, you have to do this because I'm your servant. And we have to realize and recognize that God is no respect to any one of us, that he is God. That he's El Shaddai, he's Jehovah Jireh, he's Elohim, the creator, he's Jehovah Rapha. He's all these things put into one. And what we have to understand is that sometimes he will put us in a season just so we can wait on him, just so that he can work all of that stuff out of us. That greed, that corruption, that mindset where we become self-righteous. All these things that he's working out of us, all these things that he's trying to begin to move out of us so that he can give us a clean slate, that he can give us a new understanding of who he is. And that is very important. And that's very important. So your enemy, God will send some enemies. He will send some things in your way that is bigger than you. And when David, I love the story about David. David, when he was fighting, and he was speaking on in Psalms about the enemies on all sides. If you ever read that, I don't remember what scripture. I know it's in Psalms, but he was talking about the enemy on all sides of him. And this was during the time where he had his son Absalom was coming up against him, and he had enemies on all sides, and he was going through a lot of pain. And he was going through a lot of things, and even before that, David, went through a lot of wars. Even though in the time where they didn't have all the resources that they had at the end of his life, when they were living in such a blessed and such a prosperous state, even when God would tell him to go to and fight on the behalf of the kingdom of God, would fight the Amalekites and all these different nations. He fought an enemy that was on equal or greater status. And I'm going to say that again. He fought an equal or greater status. So those people that talk about you, that they're not living like you, that they're not living under the blessing of God, you don't even have to worry about that. That's not even your enemy. But that's some structures, that's some governmental structures that's going to try to come up against you. That's some job structures, people on the job that are higher up going to try to come up against you. And your enemy is only there to promote you, so they're your prophecy to move you into the next level. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, well, I think I'm in church, but look at yourself and say, look, I am going into this next level. I'm moving higher. My enemy is only there to move me to the next level. Let's say that one more time. My enemy is only here to promote me to the next level. And you got to realize and recognize that every day that you wake up, begin to, as you begin to speak to the Father, every day as your affirmation, my enemy, the one that's trying to remove me, the one that's trying to fight me, he's only there to move me into the next level. And as you realize that, you begin to understand and realize and recognize that God God is doing some amazing things in your life, even though you may not comprehend it, even though you may not understand it, even though you may not know what's going on, but you got to recognize and trust and put your total complete trust and faith in God and let him work that situation out and move on your circumstances and on your behalf. We thank you again for joining our podcast. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, for 10 minutes with Minister LL3 on iTunes, on a Podomatic, and also on our Light City Church app. If you don't have it, you can download it now today on iOS, Android, iPad device, all your iPads, tablets, all that. You can download those on your Android or iOS device. We thank you. We love you. And remember, before I go, with God, you're always empowered.
From New York to New Orleans, you're tuned in to 10 Minutes with Minister LL3 Podcast, your number one Christian podcast.
You're listening to your number one Christian station, Light City Radio.
Light City Radio. Turn it up.